Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening. Well, I say good morning because I'm recording this in the morning, but just, you know, depending on what time you're listening to this, that's why I add the others. This is Jerry, Jammin' Jerry, whatever you want to call me. It doesn't matter. I don't care. How's everybody doing out there? I know that a lot of you, you're probably going to groan when I talk about what I'm going to talk about in this particular boom, but it's all right. I'm not saying you have to like all my audio booms. I'm going to go make some coffee while I record this one. I'm not normally one for streaming music services. However, I don't know why, but over the past few months, I've decided to, you know, kind of give them a try, see what I think of them. The thing is, I don't just want playlist capability. I don't want to sit there and, you know, like tell it to play a playlist and that's all it'll do. You know, I, especially if I'm paying for it, I want more capability than that. And I tried out Pandora. Pandora really doesn't do much more than what I just said. I've already paid for it for the year because it was kind of cheaper to do so. So, well, all right, I've got it for a year, but will I renew it next year? Probably not. I also decided to try out Spotify. And Spotify in Windows is rather interesting, to say the least. Are you having enough water to make my coffee? I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to fill you up once this cup is done. So in other words, next time I make a cup of coffee. At any rate, Spotify has some of the features that I am actually looking for, such as being able to, you know, search for a song. Yep, it's making coffee. You know, the ability to search for a song to play it. Just that song. You know, you don't have to, again, you don't have to sit there and play playlists. You can favorite songs and add them to your music library and things like that. The Windows client is not the most friendly thing in the world. It's usable. I did purchase Leesy, which you can only use with JAWS, and I think Leesy, I like it. I do think it's just a hair pricey, but at the same time, I don't want people to think I'm downing it. I'm glad to see that they do take payment arrangements, as far as like monthly payments. Also, I can understand why they charge what they do because, you know, it's a bunch of JAWS, I guess, scripts and things like that that make it work. But at any rate, regardless, it does make Spotify easier to use. Move my lid there so I can put my phone down. So I can make my coffee. At any rate, I then got my Amazon Echo, and, you know, I've never really messed with the Amazon Music that I get, you know, the Amazon Prime music, because, quite frankly, it's a pain in the ass. I have not found a successful way, at least for me, you know, go in, purchase music, download it to my computer. Again, you know, being able to play what, you know, specific tracks. Maybe some playlists. Sometimes playlists are okay. But I don't just want that capability. Like I said, if I'm paying for it. So when I got the Amazon Echo, I started messing around with Amazon Prime or Amazon Music, whatever you want to call it. Amazon Music Prime, maybe. At any rate, it was actually very promising. I hate to say it, I like it over Spotify. Because you can add songs to your library just like you can in Spotify. But one of the nice things I actually like is you can tell it to play a song. And if it's not in the free section of Amazon Prime, it'll play a sample. And when you say, add this song to my music library, it gives you the option to purchase it, which is actually really cool. At least I think so. Well, so I've really kind of liked that. Sadly, though, I still can't manage to, you know, download, at least without eyeballs, any of the tracks that I've purchased through Amazon. And in my opinion, that just kind of sucks. I mean, if I've purchased it, I want to be able to download it, right? I mean, that's kind of the whole point of it. I'm sure somebody will say, oh, I download Amazon Music. I buy all the time. Here's how you do it. At least I hope they tell me that how they do it. Because like I said, I had to have eyeballs to do it. I had to have my sister Alicia help me. There was one day where they were running a sale on an album. It was 100 songs. And they were oldies. And you could get the album for $2 and I think it was $2.59 at the time. But I had to have Alicia help me download it. So now comes along Apple Music. And at first thought, I'm thinking, oh God, here we go, another whatever. And I didn't, okay, yeah, they had this Beats 1, which at first I thought would be kind of interesting. I'm not sure where that paused on me because my alarm just went off. At any rate, you know, I thought the Beats 1 would be kind of cool, you know, live DJs and whatever, until I started hearing them talk in the middle, over the middle of some tracks, and I'm thinking, no. No, 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 no. I wanted to hit my head on a desk. But I thought, you know what? 3-month free trial. I'm going to give it a try. So far, I've been pretty impressed. I haven't bought anything through it yet because I don't know if I want to or not. Because let's face it, Apple Music is going to be in an M4A format. And I, while yes, I can play M4A on some devices, I can't play it on everything. MP3 is the better way to go. So it's kind of like, you know, I do like it. I think it's pretty cool. There's a lot of people who don't like the design of, you know, how things work and things. The one thing I can safely say is it just came out. So let's give it time and see what they do with it. But I kind of wish that we had the ease of Apple Music with the MP3 ability. You know, when you buy the tracks, you get them from Amazon, you get them as MP3s instead of M4A. And I understand why Apple does M4A. It's their proprietary format. I understand that. But I don't want it. But I guess at the end of the day, if I can find a way to buy tracks through the iPhone, but yet get them onto my computer, I may reconsider. I don't know. So far, I'm liking what I see, although I'm disappointed. You can play Taylor Swift music, but you can't find the song by Power Source called Dear Mr. Jesus, although no streaming service seems to have that. Amazon Prime doesn't, and Spotify doesn't. So there you go. There's my thoughts on, you know, these streaming type, music type things. I'm definitely going to give Apple Music a good run for the 3-month free trial and see what I think of it. It's the same price as Spotify, but at least on the iPhone, it's a whole lot more accessible, at least in my book. So it's very possible I may switch to it and tell Spotify to kiss my butt. I don't know yet. We'll wait and see. Take care, everybody, and we'll talk at you soon again.